Missouri Net Sports is brought to you by Missouri's Beef Farmers and Ranchers. Affordable beef cuts like chuck, round, and sirloin bring big flavor on a small budget. Get recipes on a budget at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Missouri Net Sports. I'm Bill Pollack. The Cardinals stayed hot. They beat the Mets 7-0 for their fifth straight win. Alec Burleson led the offense with a home run and three RBIs. Ali Marmol says the whole lineup raked.
We swung it well. 1-9 did a really nice job. And it was good to see Churchy back in the lineup. He gets you three knocks at the bottom there in the nine hole. The top was good. JJ drives in two. Burley with the homer. Walker swung the bat well. Even the line out to center was really, really good.
Dustin May pitched six scoreless innings. He got his first win in eight starts. Jack Caglione returned to the Royals lineup and went 3-for-3 with two home runs and three RBIs, a 5-3 win over Texas. Caglione broke up Nathan Eovaldi's no-hit bid with a leadoff homer in the fifth, added a two-run shot in the sixth.
I mean, I think one thing that we pride ourselves in is, you know, we rely on each other pretty good. So, you know, times like these, just got to get closer with one another and, you know, move forward.
Bobby Witt Jr. back in the lineup. Day off helped his sore knee. The Chiefs and offensive tackle Wanye Morris have agreed to explore trade options. Morris started 16 games over the last three seasons. He wants a larger role. They picked the 25-year-old out of Oklahoma in the third round of the 2023 NFL Draft. The Chiefs are back on the field today with their three-day mandatory minicamp holding practices today and tomorrow before they take time off leading into training camp into July. Kicker Harrison Butker is healthy after an extended offseason.
I think we're all refreshed to be back an extra 5 weeks from what we're used to. You learn to appreciate the season, the playoffs, the success that we've had. You're excited when you get back.
FIFA has released about 75% of the hotel rooms it originally blocked for the World Cup in Kansas City. That's roughly 5,000 rooms per peak night, leaving some area hotels scrambling to fill reservations and reducing expected visitor spending in the metro. Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.